Northeastern Oregon is home to a whole lot of gold. There are plenty of legends of lost mines and missing treasure troves and things like that. And you know some of them have to be true. It's a big country, and there was a lot of gold in it to start with. And there still is. But the most famous story of a lost gold mine has got to be the Blue Bucket Mine. This is the story in which a group of kids from a lost wagon train found some strange yellow rocks there in 1945. That would be 3 years before the gold rush hit in California. Their parents didn't know what they were, and they told them that absolutely not, they could not take those rocks with them on the train. Miners have been looking for the kids' play spot ever since. I'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Let me introduce myself real quick first. My name's Finn J.D. John, and I write a weekly newspaper column called Offbeat Oregon History. It runs in about a dozen newspapers around the state right now. What you're listening to right now is a column from our archives. It was first published in the newspapers on April 19th, 2009. I'm going to read it to you now. If you'd like a little more information about this podcast and about the newspaper column it's part of, stay tuned. Somewhere in the mountains of eastern Oregon, a huge deposit of gold is still sitting quietly, waiting to be discovered. Maybe. It's known as the Lost Blue Bucket Mine. Here's the story. In 1845, Stephen Meek, the brother of Oregon legend Joe Meek, convinced a bunch of Oregon trail pioneers in Idaho that he could guide them across the Cascades without going through the dangerous rapids on the Columbia, that he could show them a cutoff that would take them straight across the Beltline of Oregon to the Willamette Valley. They set off in high spirits, but after a month or two wandering across the high desert, they realized Meek didn't know where he was going any more than they did. He escaped before they could lynch him. But by then, of course, they were committed, and they had to work their way through as best they could. A group of them was camped by a stream or a river one night, trying to find its way and trying not to starve. This last was the more important of the two considerations at that time. They hadn't had anything good to eat for some time. Meanwhile, some of the kids were playing by the river. It was autumn, so stream flows would have been fairly low. One of the kids found an interesting yellow pebble, strangely heavy. They discovered that the river was full of these yellow pebbles. They could be removed from the riverbed with a shovel, they were so deep and plentiful. The kids filled up a blue bucket with them and brought it back to camp, where the adults puzzled over what they might be. The party's blacksmith put one on a metal wagon tire and pounded it. It flattened easily. Well, of course, you know what it was, and you might think that they should have known too. But you have to remember, this was 1845. Until 1849, virtually nobody knew the West had any gold in it at all. The idea that they were looking at a fortune in precious metals never crossed their minds. But they did find that the strange rocks made great sinkers for fishing. The current in the river was too fast for their lines without a sinker. That night, everyone in the party had a big fish dinner, the best food they'd had for a long time. Then they moved on. No, the grown-ups told the kids. You may not bring a bunch of rocks with you. The poor starving oxen have too much weight to pull as it is. So the rocks stayed behind. Let me just stop the story right there and point out how stupid it would have been for them to leave perfectly good fishing sinkers at the bottom of the river when they knew that they might need to fish later on. That's one of the reasons why I somewhat suspect that this story, if it is true, is substantially augmented. Because they would not have done that. They would have at least brought enough nuggets to make good fishing sinkers for later on. Back to our story. Well, as you can imagine, 4 years later, when gold was discovered in California, those emigrants, now farming land claims in the Willamette Valley, realized what they'd found, but they had no idea where it was. Well, no one has ever rediscovered that spot, if indeed it exists. Many have tried. In fact, prospectors looking for it found dozens of other lucrative mines in the Blue Mountains. But the Blue Bucket Mine remains undiscovered to this day. As a side note, one man actually made his fortune pretending he knew where it was. This fellow's name was J.L. Adams. He started bragging around Portland in 1861 that he'd found the mine and needed some folks to help him work it. Quickly, he put together a party of 58 men, and off they went. Problem was, it quickly became obvious that he wasn't leading them anywhere in particular. Finally, faced with a hangman's noose, he confessed. He'd wanted to prospect in the Blue Mountains with a large enough party to fend off any hostile Native Americans, and he'd made up the whole story as a recruiting scheme. The volunteers decided not to kill him. Instead, they took everything but his clothes and kicked him out of camp and started for home. On the way, they hit gold. lots of gold. Not the Blue Bucket Mine, but a big enough strike for everyone to stake a lucrative claim, even Adams, who had been following the party scavenging food from camp leftovers. The strike became a town, and the town became Auburn. The town of Blue Bucket has yet to be platted. Is it still out there, somewhere in the mountains of Northeast Oregon, waiting for a weekend adventurer or an elk hunter or a fly fisherman to just stumble upon it? Have subsequent floodwaters covered all the yellow pebbles with silt yards deep? Or did some crazy lonely prospector find it and mine it secretly and disappear? Or is the whole thing just a fairy tale? You know, we'll probably never know. Here's an afterword to this story. There are aspects to the Blue Bucket story that make it clear that it's been, at the very least, augmented over the years. First, like I said, if the Nuggets made such great fishing sinkers and the settlers were so hungry, would they not have at least brought a few as fishing tackle? Secondly, why are there no names associated with this story? Sure, the people involved could have tried to keep quiet about it, hoping to go back and cash in, but there were 2 or 3 years in which they supposedly had no idea what they'd found. And their unusually difficult Oregon Trail experience would have been a frequent topic of conversation during that time. How is it that we don't know who they were? You know, a legend like this seldom springs from absolutely nothing. Still, though, it's been 170 years. Who knows what the real story is? That's the end of today's column. If you're listening for the first time, here's a little more information about this podcast and about Offbeat Oregon History, the newspaper column it's part of. Offbeat Oregon History tells the stories of Oregon history that nobody knows about, the ones everyone has forgotten. Stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghai sailors and Skid Row bordellos and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries. We've got all of those things. It's a weekly column, and I've been writing it since late 2008. So right now there are about 175 published episodes in the kitty. So every weekday morning I pull one of those episodes up and put it out on the daily RSS feeds. One in text and pictures for your newsreader, and one in audio only for your podcatcher or for iTunes. You can read any archive column and subscribe to either daily feed by going to the website at offbeatoregon.com. Both feeds are optimized for smartphone or iPhone use, but they work great on an iPad, tablet, netbook, computer, whatever you got. All the columns are covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thanks for listening, and do drop me a line if you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of coffee. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.